Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, proud of its ties to Alaska communities since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dipped from $72.75 per barrel to $70.46 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate dropped from $69.94 per barrel to $68.59 per barrel. Transportation within remote Alaskan communities that are inaccessible by road usually means burning gas or diesel. But as KOTZ's Desiree Hagen reports, for the first time, researchers in two northwestern Alaskan communities want to study how electric vehicles, including electric snow machines, could be incorporated into their isolated power grids.
The Electric Vehicles in the Arctic study began this year in Kotzebue and in the interior community of Galena. The National Science Foundation is paying more than $3 million for the five-year study, which has several components and a hands-on approach. Michelle Wilbur is a research engineer for the University of Alaska at Fairbanks. She is a principal investigator on the study, which looks at the role and future of EVs in more remote areas of Alaska.
How they would work, how they would perform, how they would interact with the electric grid, what people are concerned about, and what might need to change for them to work well in rural Alaska.
In August, the Alaska Energy Authority reported over 3,000 fully electric vehicles registered in Alaska. Only two are in Kotzebue, both owned by the local energy co-op. Wilbur says the study is not promoting EVs, but aims to better understand their usage in rural Alaska and clarify misconceptions about them.
People are worried, at least, that they won't perform in the super cold.
Jennifer Schmidt works for the University of Alaska Anchorage and focuses on the social components of the study.
The other, misconception is that it doesn't make sense to have EVs in rural Alaska because the plant is powered by diesel. So you're just basically using another fossil fuel to charge these.
She says the reality is more complicated, and that even if an EV is powered by a diesel-burning electric utility, it's often still more environmentally sound than a comparable gas vehicle. Though factoring in the mining required for EV batteries further complicates the trade-offs. Schmidt says Kotzebue and Galena are both ideal candidates for the study because both already use renewable energy on their electric grids, with more in the works. Schmidt says there's very little research on vehicle uses in rural Alaska. The study has a few components. The first is gathering baseline data. Schmidt, Wilbur, and other local partners will track and log 19 people's vehicle usage, whether by car, four-wheeler, snow machine, or boat. Participants will stow small metal trackers in their vehicles. Biologists use the same kind of trackers to plot caribou migrations. Schmidt says they're not tracking the participants in real time and are only using the data in aggregate. Participants could also receive over $800 if they participate in the full year-long survey.
And the idea with these is to get better understanding of how many miles people drive, so then I can give that information to the engineers on the project that could look at how much power might be needed from the power plant and how could we integrate, say, renewable energies.
Another component of the study is purchasing electric vehicles, chosen by the community to realistically see how they might work in rural areas. In Kotzebue, survey participants were paid $40 to evaluate and select the EV they thought would work best. The participants selected the all-electric Taiga snow machine and Polaris four-wheeler as the preferred winter and summer vehicles, which the researchers said were favored mostly for their mileage range. Wilbur says the final component of the study, training a local workforce to maintain the vehicles once they are in their communities, is critical.
The ability to locally maintain a vehicle because of the prohibitive costs of shipping it back to a dealership somewhere to get it worked on came up over and over again as a barrier.
Wilbur and Schmidt say they are working with the school districts in Galena and Kotzebue to develop an EV repair training program at no cost to students in coordination with UAA's automotive program. They also hired a local research manager based in each community. In Kotzebue, I'm Desiree Hagen.
For the Alaska Economic Report in Anchorage, I'm Ava White.